Hey, this is Lisa Robin-Young. I want to welcome you to day one of our seven-day Get Your Year in Gear program. Excited to have you joining us today. Today is actually a prep day to kind of get your mindset in the right place and get you ready to roll through this planning process. Now, at the end of 7 days, we're going to have a complete outline for you for the entire year going forward for the next 12 months, so that you can see at a glance what your goals and objectives are in each of the five key areas of success. Today, we're just getting our head in the game so that we can get ourselves ready for the whole year. And I have some notes here so that I don't miss anything. So if you see me looking away, that's kind of what I meant. Now, if you've worked with me before at all, you know that mindset is incredibly important to me. And it takes courage to pick yourself, to raise your hand and say, hey, yeah, pick me. I want to do this. So I want to congratulate you for taking the time to invest in yourself in this program. And I know it's going to take some time for you each day to work on this. It's not going to take a lot of time, but the time that you invest is going to pay you back. You're going to get a return, a positive return on this investment, because you may be opening your eyes to some things you hadn't seen before or hadn't considered before. And you may be getting more clarity on some things that you had already seen and knew you wanted to work with. So that's kind of laying the foundation for you today, and I want to congratulate you on that, and I want to encourage you to make the commitment now to see us through the entire 7 days together. I know it's a challenge to carve out time to do this kind of thing. To take time for yourself sometimes is just a challenge, but to really say, I'm going to be intentional about the next 7 days, and I'm going to focus. It shouldn't take you more than 30 to 60 minutes a day, and you can do it anytime during the day that you want to. Just do it. Do it for yourself. Do it for the life you're trying to create for yourself. Do it for the success that you want to see in your life and in your great work in the world. And, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a business person, I'm a musician. I get the idea of being stretched in all these different directions, and I also subscribe to the notion that you've heard on airplanes, put your own oxygen mask on first. So give yourself that gift of oxygen. Give yourself permission to take that deep breath so that you can breathe easier during the rest of the day and in the coming year. All right? So think of this as your oxygen mask. Okay? We're going to, each day, starting today, you're going to get a video. You're going to get a worksheet. You're going to get a feedback form that I'm going to need you to fill out and give back to me. The feedback form is important because it helps me know where you might be getting stuck, where you need extra encouragement, where you need extra input. So the feedback forms are really important. And you also have email coaching, so you can shoot me an email, info@lisarobinyoung.com. That's going to help you connect to me directly as much as you possibly can or as much as you possibly need to during this program. I don't expect you to have tons of questions. We've tried to make this comprehensive enough, but sometimes something comes up, or sometimes you have something that's unique to you that we might not have covered specifically in the program. I don't want you to be left hanging. I don't want you to feel like you didn't get your questions answered. So please take advantage of the information and the opportunities to connect and get the help that you need. All right? So today you have two assignments. Neither one of them is big, but both of them are huge. The first thing you're going to do today is celebrate your wins. The second thing you're going to do today is make a commitment in writing to see yourself through this process for the next 7 days. Now, in and of themselves, neither one of these things is a world-changing, life-shattering thing. It shouldn't take a ton of time. But what will happen for you is all part of that internal mind game, that head game stuff, that getting your mindset right stuff that is so important to anybody to see success. And so, if you're like me, one of the things that I do is I make lists of things I want to do, dreams I want to aspire to, goals I want to achieve, to-do lists. And then what I do is at the end of the time period, whether it's the end of the day, the end of the month, the end of the year, I look at my list and I see all the stuff that didn't get done. And I go, okay, of all the stuff that didn't get done, what do I still want to do or what do I still need to do? And I shift it to a new list. Okay, so for New Year's resolutions, the stuff that didn't get done last year, if it's still important to me, I make a new list, okay? But what I didn't do until this year was look at all the things that I had accomplished in a year that weren't on the list in the first place. So when you're going through and reflecting on what you accomplished this year and harboring and laboring over what you didn't get done this year, because I do it, so I know you're out there doing it too. Remember to look at the things that, what I call surprise blessings. Stuff that you had no plan for that materialized in your life. And surprise blessings aren't always what you would consider good or positive. I encourage you to take the judgment out of what has been happening for you this year, because maybe you were taking care of an ill parent or family member. Maybe you were, maybe you felt stuck doing something that you really didn't want to do. I have a friend who says that every loss bears a gift. And I would encourage you to try and peel the blinders of judgment away from your year. And we're going to talk more about judgment tomorrow. But today especially, I want to encourage you to look at what you did. For example, this year I had on my list to work on a book and get it out, to work on an album and get it out, and to work on a web series and get it out. Web series got worked on, but it didn't get out. The album got a lot more work done on it, but it didn't get out. And the book got a lot of time spent on it, and it did finally get out. But there were other things this year that I did that weren't even on my list of things to do this year, like co-star, co-write, and co-direct a musical with a friend of mine. And we had three houses that were full of people, you know, at the show, applauding us and cheering us. And it was like, this was totally not on my radar for the year. But it's something that I look back on and consider a surprise blessing. Look for those places in your life that came up unexpectedly, things you didn't have a plan for, because those also, and sometimes those more than the things on your goal list, shape who you're becoming in the world, okay? So I want to make sure that you're covering those kinds of things. Make a list of the things that you did do this year, whether they were intentional and planned or unintentional and surprise. Make a list. And we're going to spend the rest of the week looking at the things that you want to do or didn't get done. We're not going there. Today is all about celebrating where you've been, what you've achieved, where you're at, maybe in spite of or because of the circumstances in your life, okay? Today, have some fun and celebrate. Really enjoy the fact that you've put in a lot of hours this year. And all of it has been in preparation for you moving into next year. And you've made great strides, especially if you've got lots of obstacles in your life or things that have happened that you weren't planning on. You've made great strides, and you need to give yourself the acknowledgement there. When we come from a place of celebration, it makes it easier for us to focus on moving forward with expectancy, hope, positivity. We talk about that in the peace system, exiting with expectation and hope, okay? When we come from a place of frustration and fear and why didn't this happen the way I wanted it to, we stay mired in that space of it didn't go the way we wanted it to. So, today's assignment is to make a list and to celebrate. And do that. Make a list and celebrate. The feedback form is going to ask you, did you celebrate and how did you celebrate? And your celebration doesn't need to be a big deal, but it can be. You get to decide how you celebrate. And it can be, you know, oh, yay me, go me, it's my birthday. You know, whatever you want to do to really mark the fact that you've come a long way, baby. And I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just telling you, you must do it. This is a perfect day to take one little moment and say, I declare this a moment of celebration for all the work that I've done this year, for all the things that I've accomplished, for everything that I've come through and I'm on the other side of today, I'm celebrating. Okay? So do that. If you're like me and you tend to poo-poo the celebration and feel like, oh, that's silly, I'm not going to do that, why would I bother, I got all this other stuff I need to deal with, then I'm going to encourage you to hop over to the Facebook page and you're going to see a post that says, what are you celebrating today? And leave a comment there. You don't have to be specific if you don't want to be, but give us the opportunity to celebrate with you and say, woo, good job, woohoo, way to go. We're proud of you. We're happy for you. If you're not taking the time to acknowledge yourself, who will? So go to the page, let us know what you're celebrating, and we'll celebrate with you, okay? And then you're going to make your commitment. And all it is you'll find a downloadable sheet that says, you know, fill in your blank, your name, etc., and you make this commitment. And you'll see the words there that you can write out by hand. And the reason I want you to write it out by hand is because it's a body memory thing. It's a psychological trigger. You've engaged your full body in saying, I am committing to the next 7 days to doing this process, to being fully focused to the best of your abilities. I get that life happens. But if you don't make the commitment to invest in yourself, why should anybody else? That's going to do it for today, and I hope to see you tomorrow as we move into faith and overcoming judgment and ruthless honesty.